again to another edition of Leftland Academy and Son. My name is Rankin. You can call me Iowa. With me in studios, my colleague C4.
Hello. Good day.
Yay! Now, quickly, let me remind you that if you would like to write to us, you write to TellIowa, TELLIWA at RCI, St. Lucia, STLUCIA.com. We appreciate those of you who have written to the program. You are the one that makes the program Leclerc on RCI. We appreciate you. If you're going through a situation, you want us to discuss it, send it. Tell Iowa at rcistlucia.com. Folks, Leclerc is rated E for everyone. Please, be careful. Keep it clean when you're calling. When you call, you do not have to agree with us. No. Madam, I would prefer you disagree. Turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your Alexa, your hi-fi, your smart speaker. Whatever device that you're going to be or you are listening to us on, turn down the volume. Turn down the volume. Don't want any feedback. I want to hear you loud and clear. Now, this afternoon, it is a gentleman who has written, folks. Yeah. And I think that's the first letter from a fellow for this year. Yeah. The last two we've had is from ladies, right? So that's the first one from a gentleman. And it reads, Gasser Rankin, what happened to them fellas, Gasser? Tell the fellas cool out. We don't own nobody. When is your turn? Is your turn. We must learn to leave the ladies alone. It's either you accepting what she's giving, or if you can't handle it, just leave the girl alone. Rankin, I trying a thing by the girl, eh? And Gasser, I want to know when them girls choosing a man. If their friend doesn't tell them, well, meet not good for them. Because I just meet her sometimes with her friends. Rankin, the girl tell me she have a fella. But we can still be friends. All right. Rankin, the girl tell me she have a fella, but we can still be friends. So we ran Irie. We just chat nice and thing on WhatsApp. Every now and then, we giving each other a little call. Only as night, I up north by the beach. A lot of people just go by the beach only as night.
Yeah, it look like. Is in the lime.
Only as night, I up north by the beach. That is where the vibe was. I didn't even know she was there. So my brethren and I decided we taking a stroll to see who we see and what going on. Rankin, that day in particular, the girl and I did not speak at all. So while walking, my bedroom pointing, look the girl.
Why are you doing that?
I asking him, why? Because I seen her. He pointing, look the girl. That's to be honest, Rankin, I think her man saw us. Worse yet, my partner pointing at her, and it took me a while to see where she was. So we pass by. I watch her and I smile. I say, yo, you hearing? Boy, Rankin, mate gets so vexed. He was resting on the back of his car and the girl was between his legs. The man give the girl one pussad in her back. He ask her, who's that man? Who is that man? In her, so and so. Wow, wow, wow. What you have with that man? The girl tell him nothing, nothing, and she ready to cry. So when I see that, I stop. I ask Bit Gasser, what you doing, the girl? He tell me, move there. You all fellas, boy, you all fellas, cursing and thing. But I care with Mit. I check in for my friend. I ask her, is she all right? Rankin boy, in one kind of sad, soft, trembling tone of voice, Gasser, the girl say, I'm okay. Well, no, if it's, I'm okay. But I know the girl not good there. So my partner pulling me, let's go. So I walk away. We continue walking. But from a distance, I watch in the scene. Rankin, I watch Mate bring the girl in the car, hold her by her throat. Mate have one hand around the girl's throat, and he's slapping her with the next hand. Because the girl just say hi to me. Now in my mind I asking, but where her friends to see that? Because them girls always together. And I watching her. She just there taking the slaps. She not fighting back. Why won't you fight back and defend yourself? But look my problem, Erankin. My brethren know the scene. He know I like the girl. And when I saw what Daman was doing the girl in the car, I tell him, Gasa, I go in and help the girl. And he tell me, no, don't go. Because I will put her in more problems. Leave that alone.
Wow.
I self want to know how people feel about that because I didn't go. Was that the best thing to do? Is after I telling myself, well, wah, I should have at least go to give her some support. Rankin Mid left the beach with one kind of speed with the girl in the car. He nearly write off some people. I have not spoken to her after that. I want to call to check up on her because she has not called me, which is not like her. But I am in two minds, Rankin. Should I call or should I just wait till she calls me? I want to bowl me out, Rankin. I want that girl.
A bowling alley.
Let me read that one more time so you get it and you call. 4523046. Get set to call. Gasa Rankin, what happened to them fellas, Gasa? Tell the fellas, cool out. We don't own nobody. When is your turn? Is your turn. We must learn to leave the ladies alone. It's either you accepting what she's giving, or if you can't handle it, just leave the girl alone. Rankin, I try not to think by the girl, eh? And Gasa, I want to know when them girls choosing a man, if their friends don't tell them it not good for them. Because I just meet her sometimes with her friends. Rankin, the girl tell me she have a fella. But we can still be friends. So we run Irie. We just chat nice and think on WhatsApp. Every now and then, we giving each other a little call. All yes, night I up north by the beach. That is where the vibe was. I didn't even know she was there. So my brethren and I decided we taking a stroll to see who we see and what going on. Rankin, that day in particular, the girl and I did not speak at all. So while walking, my brethren pointing, look the girl, Gasa. Oh, look the girl. I ask him where because I ain't seen her. He pointing, look the girl. Now, well, anyway, Gasa, to be honest, Rankin, I think her man saw us. Worse yet, my partner pointing at her, and it took me a while to see where she was. So we passed by. I watch her and I smile. I say, yo, psst, you Irie? My Rankin mate gets so vexed. He was resting on the back of his car and the girl was between his legs. The man gave the girl one pussad in her back. He asked her, who's that man? Who is that man? Who's that man? You're so and so. What you have with that man? The girl tell him, nothing, nothing. And she ready to cry. So when I see that, I stop and I ask me, Gasa, what are you doing? The girl, he tell me, move there. Your fellas, boy, your cursing and thing. But I ain't care with mate. I check in for my friend. I ask her if she alright. Rankin boy in one kind of sad, soft, trembling tone of voice. I said, the girl say, I'm okay. But I know the girl not good there. So my partner pulling me, let's go. Let's go. So I walk away. We continue walking, but from a distance, I watching the scene. Rankin, I watch me bring the girl in the car and hold her by her throat. Me have one hand around the girl's throat and he's slapping her with the next hand, Rankin. Yeah. Bossuye. Because the girl just say hi to me. Now, in my mind, I'm asking, but where her friends to see that? Because them girls always together. And I watching her. She just there taking the slaps. She not fighting back. Why you don't fight back, ladies? I wonder why they don't. Why won't you fight back and defend yourself? But look my problem, Erankin. My brethren know the scene. He know I like the girl. And when I saw what Daman was doing, the girl, in the car, I tell him, Gasa, I go in and help the girl. And he tell me, no, don't go. Because don't you go put her in more problems. Leave that alone, bro. I self want to know how people feel about that because I didn't go. Was that the best thing to do? It's after I telling myself, well, what? I should have at least got to give her some support. Rankin mid left the beach with one kind of speed with the girl in the car. He nearly right off some people. I have not spoken to her after that. I want to call to check up on her because she has not called me, which is not like her. But I am in two minds, Rankin. Should I call or should I just wait till she call me? I want to bowl me out, Rankin. I want that girl. All right, let's open the lines at 4523046. Want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this afternoon's letter? Did he do the right thing, though? Did he happen to do the right thing? The partner telling him, let's go. Well, that's the, was that the correct thing to do? Good afternoon. Let's go,
CI. Goodbye, CI. What's up, guys?
We're good. How you doing, caller?
I'm okay, Iwa.
Yeah, man. Good to hear from you. By the way, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year too, sweetie.
Yeah, man. Hey, let's go. What's your take this time?
Okay, right, sir. I don't think you should be hiring yourself because you did the your partner. You did the right thing. Do not go. Because if you come on, the people fighting, why would you want to go on? Yes, that's your friend, but at the same time, you could have caused more damage. Maybe the boy could have attacked you. Who knows? You all need to learn. The girl did say she have a man. Come on, you see the girl. Just go about your business, sir. And put them on your finger. Don't even point it on the girl, sir.
Well, I want you to state clearly your answer to this one, eh? In no uncertain terms. I'm going to ask you a question. And just answer me. If you happen to see two people fighting, one is really beating the other badly, you happen to... Let me finish. Go now. You know one of them. You will not go and assist?
No, Iowa. Trust me, I will not go because I'm afraid to get hurt too. So maybe if I can try to call the police or maybe make some more to go ahead. But I'm not going. Sorry, I'm not going. I wouldn't go. Sometimes the guy could leave the person and beat me up too. No. I'm staying out of this drama.
So the friend did the right thing by preventing him from going?
Yes, he did the right thing. Honestly, he did the right thing because who knows what could have happened. Maybe the girl could have got more leaks or the guy could have beat him up too.
So when you see these things happening, do not get involved.
Don't get involved. Mm-hmm. But I think he should have at least, after all that happened, I think he should have checked on her.
Call her.
By not calling her, because I won't make the man there too. I just gotta give her a little message for her. And maybe if she replies, then maybe you could have called her. At least call her, speak to her, you know?
But does she even have the phone? Who has the phone?
Maybe the guy.
Maybe worse.
Or maybe they block him too. Who knows?
Maybe she was told never to contact him again.
Well... Ladies, I don't think that's the best relationship.
Let me ask you a question. Can you tell if somebody likes your boyfriend by the person just waving at him? If another girl passes and just wave at your boyfriend, can you tell if she likes him?
No, but that friend that do that. You have friends, you grew up with, you know there's a person say hi. Yeah. But the guy didn't say hi. The guy said, oh, you want to stop something? So he said,
yo, what's up, you
angry? Come on, what's the meaning of that?
What's the meaning of that caller?
Saying hello.
Is that hello? Hi. Just say hi for the yo. That's disrespectful already. Because first of all, the girl is there for a guy. Come on, that's how you're addressing the girl. Hi, that's all. Are you pass your business? You say hi and that's all.
So that was insightful.
You should not even pass and say hi because they already
punched
and the guy already saw.
I was about to say that.
Hello. Just pass. Don't even pass by them. Go on next direction.
Yeah, man. Caller, that's it. And fellas, listen to that there. Say that again, caller. Say that again.
You are already poisoning the girl. You already had eye contact with the girls, man. You all didn't have to pass them.
Yo,
my foot.
Yes, yeah, that's a...
Yo,
but I really feel sorry for her.
Yeah, man.
But there is no way, no man that to hold me beating up like that, eh? I'm very sorry because I'm fighting back.
Now, that's a good point you're making. Why is it that some ladies don't fight back, caller?
Well, maybe I guess the guy, they know the guy have more strength than them, Iwa.
Nah, man, come on.
But I don't care. I don't care. But I'm fighting too.
Let's term it properly. You have to defend yourself.
Yeah, of course, defend your damn self. Yes. It doesn't matter what you use, defend yourself.
That's right. You have to defend. Ladies, listen to me. Defend yourself.
I can't even show a kind of scared, you know?
What?
Because when somebody hold you in a vehicle, there's nothing much you can do. And depending on how the guy was, maybe the guy was maybe on top of her. Who knows?
Yeah, but you have to fight with everything that you have.
His lifetime.
Yes, Gansai. No. That's real life. If you ever find yourself in that situation, you have to fight. You agree with me, Kuala?
Somebody, yes, I was.
It doesn't matter who. Why would they have you like that? In a chokehold, Gansai? They have you by your
exactly.
And slapping
that's
you.
That's death, I think. That's death, you know.
Yeah,
that's death. That's somebody who is not chokehold is death, you see me?
Yes. So what is your advice to him? Yeah.
Right, I think I blamed you for that part, for pointing plus passing and saying, oh yeah, that was on your part. But I think you shouldn't call her, but at least send her a little message for say hi, how you doing?
Really?
Don't say nothing more, you know y'all know your men already. Mm. Don't say anything more, just say hi, how you doing? And if she answers, you know, maybe you can take it from there. But I don't think that's a woman for you to be with a woman with her man. Before, just now, you know, the next let last thing a man beat you up. Leave, you see what kind of man the girl has already. You need to be out of that situation. Don't go nowhere close.
Stay out of that.
Yes.
Stay out of that. All right, Cora. Thank you very much for your contribution.
Yes.
Hey,
you've been awesome. As usual. 4523046 is the number to call. Want to hear from you? What is your take on this afternoon's letter? Should he call or should he leave our Lord wait for her to call? Good afternoon. Let us see how you're here.
Good afternoon to you, Iowa. First time caller.
Hey, thank you, first time caller. Go right ahead.
Iowa, let me tell you. First of all, I'm not going to make any excuse for any abusive man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
True.
It's not wrong for any man to tell a woman hi, hello.
Thank you, God.
Understand?
Thank you.
First of all, this girl, it looks like that man doing that all the time. Because I ain't going to make a man put their hand on me. You ain't doing that. We ain't going down just so now. We have to be fighting like two men now. I'm not going to make any excuse for an abusive man. So, you pass hi, hello. Even if we're speaking on a phone, even if we're not speaking, it's okay to say hi, hello to somebody.
Yes.
You understand?
Sure.
I am very upset listening to that and people actually saying he's not supposed to say hi. No, it's okay to say hi.
Yeah.
Okay, and first and after, he should have maybe gone help the girl or something. What if when the girl reach home, the amount of leaks she get there? I'm upset because I'm a woman too, and it could have happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I have children as well. It could happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm. But Cola, I want you to understand the context within what we said with regards to when I said. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't even have to pass by. He would have do what she make or she would have just, you know, don't let her. You know, don't pass in front. You could have passed somewhere else. You didn't have the belt.
I agree with that. But at the same time, you know, they have been not troublesome. You know, but let me show you. I could still check your woman. But at the same time, you're wrong for that. But even if he say hi, that does not give the man the right to put his hand on a woman.
Yeah, sure. Well said.
You understand?
Well said.
That makes no sense whatsoever. Just so you go between us, I find this a big fighty boy.
Yeah, but no. You in a car taking punch. Maybe because she knew she was guilty. You just stayed there taking blows. Because you
listen, eh? We in a car, I sitting on top of you. Come and take the figure and I bust in. I giving it to you. You're not, the thing right in front of you, they're giving you leaks down here. I'm not going on without a fight. Men have to understand to not raise their hand on a woman the same way women have to understand not to raise their hand on a man. Mm-hmm. It goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
It goes both ways, Iwa. And it's sad. It's to me, I'm having my fun on Facebook, but the situation is not funny to me. When a man beating a woman beating a man. Now, man, we're going now. One of us going to hospital.
Well, I'm gonna ask. I know what you said, but before you leave, though, can you tell if somebody mm-hmm. likes your boyfriend by the way they wave, by the way she waves at him?
Now, listen, that's the problem we have today. A man will pass, and hi and a nice little smile, or even call us big when we think the man wants us already. But that's not the case. You understand?
In other words, maybe you can't tell. In other words, you can't
maybe
tell.
Maybe the man just say hi, hello for fun. You know, just for... We don't know who wants our man. And sometimes we live in the house with the man and we don't want the man to Iowa.
Right.
So a woman passing and telling our man hi, hello, doesn't mean they want our man. A woman passing telling... It goes both ways. Iowa. I call him my man baby every day and I don't want him.
What?
You understand? It goes both ways.
What? We are just passing over.
My man listening to the...
Oh, you, so don't say that again. Please, don't say, we heard you. We heard you the first time, my God. Don't say that again, okay? But caller, thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you, okay? Thank you for
listening. Okay,
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. But the point we're trying to establish is that whether or not somebody passes and says hi to your significant other in your presence, because it ain't giving you no right to behave like a fool, you know, like an idiot. Come on, Gasa, it's here. What happens when you're not around? And this particular individual is around, mingling with your significant other in your absence. So what happens at that point? So you know what going on? You there, you see what happening? Nah, man, fellas. Go to my partners, raise the level. We can do better than that, Gasa.
Yeah, man, we need a little better.
You see, you have absolutely no right to put your hand on any woman, man. Any, nothing, nothing. Good afternoon, let me know CI on here.
Team RCI.
Hey! Go ahead, Cora.
I believe the worst kind of man to stay with is an insecure man. That's the worst kind. Now, I do not believe that the pointing made the...
Boyfriend vex?
Right. To me, that girl being gay licks.
Of course.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. You know.
So.
Yeah. And what should he do? What should he... Should he leave her alone? Should he try to contact her, find out what is going on?
Well, if you want to take on that burden of going and rescue, you know, Captain Save the World.
So, Baba. And
rescue the woman from her relationship. She never asked him for rescuing. That's his cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel about it. There are certain baggages in life. We just have to let it pass us by.
What?
And don't go and pick it up.
So, Carla, what are you saying there? If you have a friend that's in trouble, you don't have your friend?
No.
Wow.
That's their trouble, not mine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a problem. That's a big
But listen to me. You don't have two eyes to see. Is trouble you in? I have to help you? And put my life at risk?
Yes, but your friend, not a caller.
That person ceased to be my friend that day.
You to take note of the amount of individuals, because I'm going to be asking that question,
To mostly everyone. How many people will be my friend that day? Because I already see the road that person traveling. Let me tell you something. Abuse is either jail or cemetery. That's the two places it leads to. Now, I don't think it leaks for nobody. I will speak to you. I will try my best to reason with you. I will even open my doors to you.
Right.
But the minute I see that's what you want to stay in, then there is nothing else I can do for you.
No, but at the time, caller. Yeah.
So, what you saying? If I out with my friend and I'm giving a lick to a sister?
Yeah.
I don't know, That one, I honestly do not know,
When you say you do not know, Cora,
I don't have an answer for that one. I don't have a yes, I don't have a no.
Or you choose not to answer?
No, I don't have a yes, I don't have a no.
It depends on the situation at the time, that's what you say.
I guess.
I have a question before you leave, The girl tell him, I have a fella, but we can be friends. Give me your thoughts on that.
I don't know what she was thinking by doing that, knowing that the man is abusive to her. So, and I do not believe there is anything wrong with a man or woman seeing somebody and the person they say hi to your partner. I don't see anything wrong in that.
Exactly.
That's nothing. But...
Well, if you know your boyfriend is somebody that, you know, will not like that sort of thing. I don't want to call him ignorant or whatever, but
You know, he will not appreciate.
Hey, that's a red flag. Oh, I'm a human being. How you not liking somebody calling me? Hey, I'm your child. No, but how you not liking me going out and we there together and somebody pass and they say, hey, how are you doing? You know, I don't see nothing wrong with that. A female come pass and say, hey, how are you doing? I don't see nothing wrong with that either.
Yow. You're irate.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
With yow?
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
As a baku, your babes, my yow. Now, baby, you calling my babes yow?
I will be looking at things too deep and life is too short for us to be looking at things so deep. And that's just how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. We out, we enjoying ourselves, somebody pass. I am not the only person that know you.
Sure.
Hey.
Sure. Yeah. And just as much as you like to see your lady, there are other people who enjoy that beauty, who like seeing her, you know, perhaps love being around her.
I believe you need to set boundaries with people. And it's very important to set boundaries.
What does that mean?
Because the lady told the man that she has a partner. And I bet she didn't set any boundaries with him. Maybe tell him, maybe if you see me out, just wave me and maybe go and do your business. No, but because
what?
Let me tell you something. That's not the first time I'm in a situation about the man coming up and hugging the lady. We had one with that. I find the men very brave nowadays, eh? To know that a woman there with a man, and then to walk up, hug her, and do all of that, like...
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's very brief.
Yeah. But is there a problem with that? You see your friend in the presence of his or her partner?
It depends on your person. If you know the kind of person you're with, and you know that the person just flat out ignorant or stupid, that is the one I would not recommend for you to do.
Yes.
And most times, women know their man, and the man know their women. Now, if that's something you are allowed to go on and you are allowed to happen, then that's when you set different boundaries. So you not find yourself in situations like the man will have to choke you in the car.
would that be okay if, you tell, say it's me, take me for example, you know, tell me, okay, Iowa, I have my boyfriend and thing, you know, I like you, but you see, but Iowa, we can be friends, we can talk.
I will say, Iowa, I like you.
No, I think that you see, why you call her? You have to like me, you see, call her.
I'm going to tell her, I like you, we can be friends, I really deep.
Anyway, you know what, call her, thank you. You call her, you've been awesome, I don't know
all
what
right,
I just
bye-bye.
Did. Thank you, babes, thank you. All right, wow. C4, I don't know, I did something there that's not supposed to happen. I get in some kind of feedback there. Line, let me just make sure.
On my end, I feel it have number two on. Put it.
Number two.
Yeah. On my mic. Yeah.
No. Number two off on you. Now. Let me just make sure. Let me just see.
Hello?
Hey.
Ah.
Hi.
Hey, yes. I will. What's up,
Ida? Yeah, man.
Yeah, let me that quick, man. But that's my simple opinion on the situation. I think the writer of the letter is an instigator, man. Because at the end of the letter, he closes off by saying that he wants the woman. So it's obvious if the girl is there for boyfriend, no matter who he be,
go.
I mean, you are the writer of the letter. He's an instigator, man. By he approaching the girl, let me tell you what I got from the letter is that, yes, he came and he said hi, which to me, he should have just left it alone. But there's a way you could say hi to a girl. You understand? There's hi, oh, you, however, where if it's just a casual thing, and there's hi where you make it obvious, where the man could pick up, well, you know, mate, I don't like my woman, I have something for her, just talk to her. You get right there and you're like, well, we're not stupid.
Yeah.
So the writer of the letter obviously indirectly insinuates his own self in the situation.
Yeah.
Right, now. The banana illegal now, I always tell my associates and friends, whatever you want to call it, I do not condone any fella hitting a woman. Even them, I even tell them, if you want to fight, come and fight with me instead. You understand? If you really want to hit a woman. And I will never ever associate with any man that ever hit a woman. I seriously stick to that. 100% my brother.
Well said.
You understand? Yeah, man. I don't promote that. Period, guys.
If you have to defend yourself, you defend yourself.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest with you, if it's a genuine situation where I saw a guy choking a girl, I would have probably forgotten about being getting hurt and at least try to mitigate the situation. But you see, by he doing that and probably coming, giving a little eye or something, because you'll never say, the writers of the letters never really ever truly say exactly what happens. We've been honest. People normally write towards a letter towards making themselves look good. Right. Yeah. So I believe made Solly go wherever she was, because obviously it's a setting where it was... When was that... the day matter, was it New Year's, Old Year's, what was it?
Before that.
Oh, okay.
They met before that.
But it's obviously in a private setting, man. So to come all up to the person, because he starts to say he had to look and try and focus and see where the girl was. So it's always the people on their own nights, man. And for me, you're wanting a girl, and you approaching a man, put aside what he did to her, you obviously created a situation. Understand?
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
yeah, yes. Man. So don't even write her a letter.
Would you have gone up to her, let her see you?
No. Absolutely not. Let me tell you why. Because you see, in situations like that, I've been honest with you, in a situation that you know you're on the person, you leave it and you talk to the girl. You say, well, I saw you, the person, or whatever, because you know you want the person. You understand? But when you do that, you're even spoiling your chances. I think Maze is an idiot, man. I always like to use that phrase. Because why would you do that and bring more attention in yourself? You get what I'm telling you? Because you end the letter by saying you want the person. So whether you want her for a one-night stand, whether you want her for a long-term relationship, you just don't do that. You understand? And to be quite honest, even me, when I just casually see somebody, I just pass them straight. Because I know how fellas are. Yes. I won't even bother to tell you hi. I literally and purposefully do not do that at all, unless maybe she's like, hey, hi, and I just wave or whatever. But other than that, I don't
and
really
And your reason for that is?
No. I know men. Me inclusive. I know men tend to... let me say that. I know ugly, so I know I'm the nicest one, but I think I'm good enough, and I'm tall, a very tall stature. Yeah. So normally I've gotten that situation where I've told somebody hi, and they tell me their boyfriend had asked them, who's me? The exact same scenario, just a casual hi. And because of that, I've just made it my duty to not really acknowledge anybody. If you see me and you acknowledge me, I will acknowledge you if you're a person. If you buy yourself, I'll be like, hi. I just know men. I know us. And like I said, myself inclusive.
So what do you think about that? Fellas, you do that type of thing.
Specify.
So who's that man? Who's that man?
No, let me tell you, that's insecure, fellas. Let me tell you, men are insecure. I don't know why we like that. We are insecure. My girlfriend has gone talk to people. She go out. I don't have absolutely no problem with it. You understand, Ira? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, this is a situation where it begs questioning, yeah. But generally, because even when she goes out, I tell her, go out. You understand? But we normally do everything together. But that's just a high level of insecurity. Sometimes the women may have been the reason for it, but most times it's just us. You understand? And the women have a thing they see. We know what we're doing. That's why we behave like that. And that's probably somewhat true. You understand, Ivan? Mm-hmm. So for me, as an individual, I personally, for me, if you're a man and a man stands and asks, who's that? To me, as a woman, that's a red flag. That is my little advice. And if a woman does me that, that'll be an irritant for me. At that point, I think I would start preparing myself to leave the relationship. I don't know nobody being questioning me. Who's that? What is a female doing to me or a male doing to the female? You understand, Iva?
Right.
Yeah, that relationship has to be open, easy going. I mean, if you have reason to ask, ask. But don't make it a habit and slap up the girl and choke the girl. And I'm sure the girl is probably of a small stature. And she probably gave him reason to ask. Because some girls, you will not do that to her once. I could tell you that much. She'll probably... talking about violence, it'll probably do him something. So yes, he probably knows he could escape if he's done it once before, obviously.
Right.
You know?
Well, before you leave, though, you alluded to it earlier on. I just want you to be clear with your answer. I'm going to ask you, if you happen to see a friend, perhaps somebody you like, uh-huh, being beaten by their spouse... Or
I would walk... Well, I wouldn't really... Let me tell you that, Iwa. It's not a matter of even liking the person. Let me tell you, one time I was walking... I'll give an example and I'll answer the question. One time I was walking alongside the Mon bus stand, and there was an opening somewhat by the city area there, and I saw a man singing, frisking up with a woman. I actually walked up to him and actually said, people practically, when they noticed I did that, they came in. There's another situation where I was in Massey Waterfront. There's a woman, she was cuffing a child in the back, and I stepped in. It's just something, for me, I do automatically. It's not something where I think I don't have to like somebody. To me, if you're a man, you do not hit a woman in any circumstance. We're not saying women do this, don't give reason to, because if a woman cheats on you or she gets her in your bed or whatever, I understand that. But at the end of the day, you just do not hit a woman, you understand, especially with rage. So that guy in that scenario there, if I was her, well, then again, I don't know her mindset. You understand? Because you have to have an abundant mindset for you to be able to do that. But for her, she should get out of that situation. And for the guy, for her, the guy that approached her, she don't even need to fight that guy either. Because mate is an instigator. Because he, as a man, knows what he did and what the ramifications would have been. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Because what that catches me in the lesson, I repeat it for the third time, is the fact that he said he wants a girl. Almost in a joking way. So he did this in deliberately. I've been honest with you.
Thank you. That's how I see it. Thank you very much, Connor.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. What is your take? 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letland Radio Caribbean International. Well, should he call? Should he call? Or should he wait until she calls him? If you happen to see a friend in a situation where he or she is being beaten, would you offer assistance? Would you go and offer some assistance? Huh? Hmm. What would you do? Would you let them take licks and say, boy, I talked to you already? And what would you do? What would you do? All right, let's take a quick break, C4. We read the letter one more time when we come back, and we continue to take your calls. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. We're going to read it for those of you who are asking to read it again.
We present to you Youth Unplugged. Youth Unplugged is a program designed to provide a platform for all young people who have achieved or are achieving success socially, economically, academically, in business, in music, as an entrepreneur, and yes, in just simply defying the odds, to share the experience with all of St. Lucia and the world. Their stories are theirs to tell, and RCI has created this platform of influence so that their voices can be heard. Youth Unplugged, every Thursday, 3 p.m. on RCI, the station that cares about the youth. Ah, love is in the air, and RCI is going to cater to you and that special person in bed.
Let me help you take off your shoes.
It's RCI's Breakfast in Bed Captured Moments Valentine's Day promotion. To win, send us that captured image of the two of you sharing that special moment together. Your photograph with that special moment will be posted on our Facebook page, and the one with the most likes will win the grand prize. The winning captured moment will be announced live on RCI Friday, February 10th. On entry, please include both of your names and a contact number. Send your captured moment to promotions at RCISaintLucia.com. It's RCI's Breakfast in Bed Captured Moments Valentine's Day promotion. Deadline for entry is Thursday, February 9th. RCI 101, number one.
And a big thank you to Bay Gardens Haven, the official resort to host the winning couple, Blue Lotus Spa and Wellness, Pizza Plus, also Royalton, Anthony's Jewelry, Box Wraps and Flowers, Casey Candy. Also, hi to thank you to Brandon Versatile and Global Promotions and Sister Hot Nails.
Are you a business owner with goods or services for sale? Well, here's some good news. At Radio Caribbean International, we interact with heavy consuming listeners on a daily basis. RCI listeners are the big spenders, so why not invite them to spend at your business? Let your business tap into this lucrative, loyal, and large group of people who listen to us every day. Advertise on RCI today. Call our advertising department at 1-758-452-2636. We would love to assist you. The Caribbean Sound 101, number one.
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. We're gonna read that Letla one more time for those of you that later. You're wrong for that. And we continue to take your calls at 4523046. And a big thank you to those of you who have already made your contribution. Those of you listening, we're waiting for you. When we reopen the lines. Gasser Rankin, what happened to them fellas, Gasser? Tell the fellas, cool out. We don't own nobody. When it's your turn, it's your turn. We must learn to leave the ladies alone. It's either you accepting what she's giving, or if you can't handle it, just leave the girl alone. Rankin, I try not to think by the girl, eh? And Gasser, I want to know, when them girls choosing a man, if their friends doesn't tell them meat not good for them. Because I just meet her sometimes with her friends. Rankin, the girl tell me she have a fella. But we can still be friends. So we real irie.
We just chat nice and thing on WhatsApp. Every now and then, we're giving each other a little call. Only last night, I up north by the beach. That is where the vibe was. I didn't even know she was there. So my brethren and I decide we're taking a stroll to see who we see and what's going on. Ranking that day in particular, the girl and I did not speak at all. So while walking, my brethren pointing, I said, look the girl. I asking him where because I ain't seen her. He pointing, oh, he look the girl. I said, to be honest, Ranking, I think her man saw us. What's yet? My partner pointing at her. It took me some time to see where she was. What's yet? My partner pointing at her. And it took me a while to see where she was. So we pass by. I watch her and I smile. I say, yo, you hiring? My Ranking mate gets so vexed. He was resting on the back of his car and the girl was between his legs. The man gave the girl one pussad in her back. He asked her, who's that man? Who's that man? Edit. What you have with that man? The girl tell him nothing. Nothing. And she ready to cry. So when I see that, I stop. I ask me, what are you doing, the girl? He tell me, move there. Your fellas, boy. Your fellas. Cursing. But I care with me. I check in for my friend. I ask her if she all right. Ranking boy in one kind of sad, soft, trembling tone of voice, cousin. The girl say, I am okay. But I know the girl is good there. So my partner pulling me. Let's go. Let's go. So I walk away. We continue walking. But from a distance, I watch in the scene. Ranking, I watch me bring the girl in the car and hold her by her throat. Why? Why? Mate have one hand around the girl's throat and he's slapping her with the next hand, Ranking. Because the girl just say hi to me, now in my mind, I ask him, but where her friends to see that? Because them girls always together. And I watching her, she just there taking the slaps. She not fighting back. But look my problem, Ranking. My brethren know the scene. He know I like the girl. And when I saw what Damon was doing the girl in the car again, I tell him, sir, I go and help the girl. And he tell me, no, don't go. Because you will put the girl in more problems. Leave that alone. I self want to know how people feel about that. Because I didn't go. Was that the best thing to do? It's after I telling myself, well, what? I should at least go and give the girl some support. Ranking mid left the beach one kind of speed with the girl in the car. He nearly right off some people. I have not spoken to her after that. I want to call to check up on her because she has not called me, which is not like her. But I am in two minds, Ranking. Should I call or should I just wait till she called me? I want to bowl me out, Ranking. I want that girl. Let's reopen the phone lines at 4523046. 4523046. What's on your mind? What are your thoughts regarding this afternoon's letter? Ladies in particular, you know, what do you think about? Are you in a situation like that? How do you handle a partner who is abusive, a partner who is insecure? Would you actually do things to make him feel better? You know, to help him with his insecurity. For example, if you know mate, I want you to go nowhere, and mate, I want people to talk to you, would you not go anywhere? Would you stay away from your friends just because you want to make him happy? You know, I was talking to somebody prior to this afternoon's letter, and the person was saying to me, Iwa. You know, I actually had to move in with the person because, you know, I wanted them to feel better.
Wow.
You know? And, I mean, if you have to go to that length, abandon your friends, not go anywhere, you know, basically be at the person's beck and call, you know? Aren't you hurting yourself? Well, aren't you? Are you putting you first? Like, anyway.
Oh, so yeah, yeah, that's me, C4. I suspect that's me, you know. I pressing the wrong thing, wrong here. And when it's asking you to be patient, we're taking all your calls. The number is 452-3046. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. We're gonna. I want to talk to my brothers in a little while, you know, particularly those of you who suffer from insecurity. Let's go back to the phone, see, for that one, right?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Letla now see how you're here. What? Hello?
Hello, Iwa.
Hey, good afternoon, caller. You on the air?
If I was the fella,
yes,
I would assist the girl.
If
I would.
Yes. You'd have gone to provide some assistance.
Pardon?
I said you would have gone to assist the person. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I wouldn't let the fella be the girl.
Sure. So
in assist, I would call the police also. If you see he was beating the girl badly, I would assist. You cannot let these things happen. That's why we're having all this crime.
I wouldn't
tolerate that.
And you would want anybody who has a friend who is in that situation to go and assist?
Of course.
Yeah, but it's your friend.
You cannot tolerate this. You cannot allow these things happening. You cannot. Yeah. You cannot.
Kola, individuals are saying, but I could get hurt too. If I
Pardon?
Go...
Hello?
Yes, caller. Yes, caller. You there?
I would even call for backup too.
But listen, persons are saying, but look, but why should I go and get involved in that? I could get hurt too. They could stab me. They could shoot me.
Hurt too? I would try my best for me not to get hurt. But I would call backup. I wouldn't let the fella kill the girl or do anything to the girl.
So
for instance,
yeah,
you are the girlfriend. You see these things happening to her. You don't go on a cease. You're in your chat at your home, you're oh,
boy.
You know that girl passed away, the fella killed the girl, strangled the girl. Then you're feeling sorry. Then you say, oh, had I knew I would go on a cease, you know, but it's too late now.
Yeah, all right.
So you should always provide assistance?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And how? Physical? Should you try to make a call?
Pardon?
What is it that one should do, caller? Should you call what is it that one should do? Should you call the police?
Hello?
Yes.
You should call for backup.
Right. If
you are scared to go by the girl, you should call for backup.
Shout.
Do not let the fella beat the girl like that.
How about shouting? Oi, oi!
Yes!
Monsieur, look at me beating that girl there!
Yes.
Oi, oi!
Yes. All that is part of it, Iowa. All that is part of it.
Yeah.
All that is part
you
of
can
it.
Do that from a distance.
So, for instance, my neighbors, I vex with my neighbors. I saw fire in the girl's house, in my neighbor's house. I let my neighbor's house got fire.
No, don't
fire. I will not.
But
even
your house go burn
my neighbor
too.
And I not talking. I will not let my neighbor's house catch a fire.
Yeah, don't do that. Call. Shout out for help. Shout out for help, caller.
Yeah.
You know, but we should not think that you know, we shouldn't provide assistance to these people who are in these situations. They can't be killed. They can't be killed, caller. Thank you.
Man, you cannot tolerate these things. You cannot let these things happen. That's why we're having all this crime we're having. We cannot let these things happening.
Yes. Caller, anything else you want to add to your contribution or that's it?
Pardon?
Anything else you want to add?
No, that's all.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I was saying that, I want to say, fellas, monsieur, what are we doing, Nasa? You know, you end up in the calaboose, another word for jail. You know, for how many years after doing something like that? If the girl survives, guess what? Huh? What do you think will happen? You're in jail and what? What do you think she is? Let me try not to see for. Good afternoon. Let her not see how you're on here.
Team RCI.
Hey!
It's been too long.
Yeah, man. Thank you for calling. Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. This is such an interesting letter, and it's something that happens so often, right? And a lot of people are not aware of it. We're aware of it, but because it doesn't happen in our face, we'll do nothing about it, right? Now, I can only speak on that because I've had friends in the situation and I've had to step in myself, but we in private settings.
Right.
So him being out on the beach, I get like, it's a 50-50, right? Yes, you want to step in, but like somebody else says, you might make it worse for her, number one. Number two, you don't know the other person's intention. You don't know what they have. You don't know what they carried in the world we're living in now. it's just like, what do you do in that situation? I mean, it's an interesting thing that people will say, oh, she can leave him, right? And she can get out. And most people that are in abusive relationships will tell you it is difficult for them to get out. You understand? Because abusers tend not to show their true colors until they have you.
Right.
You understand? So they make you fall in love. They show you everything nice, everything good. And then the abuse starts. But it starts slowly. And a lot of people are not... It's like red flags, right? Mm-hmm. You figure, nah, it might not be a red flag. So it's like, no, it's not abuse. Like, he'll not do it again. And then it happens, right? And then it happens. And the thing is, when the heart is involved, we tend not to think straight. Do you understand? So there's a lot of that going in, and that's not her first time being abused. You can tell that because she just sat there and she took it.
Yeah, boy.
Do you understand? She didn't fight. Because what's the point in fighting back? Especially if she's a smaller girl and he's a bigger guy. Like, what you fighting back for?
What, Kola? What?
No, but I'm not saying that there are not some smaller people who are strong, right? But in that instance, think about it. You are being abused, right? You are being beaten. This is from somebody that, quote unquote, cares or loves you, right? You are smaller than they are. They're already slapping you. You're slapping them back. What you think going to happen? Your licks coming on harder. Because now you're resisting me. Oh. Now you're fighting. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that she should... Sorry?
So take the licks?
No. I would not take nobody's licks. I'm not going to lie to tell you. Like, you're not going to wake up the next day. Raise your hand on me, I will kill you.
Well, the point you're making is that the individual is a smaller individual than...
No. I'm just saying that if that is the case, we don't know. I don't know if this girl is smaller than this guy. I'm just saying, like...
I understand what you're saying, Cora.
All right. I'm just saying, like, that could be... one of it, right? Then sometimes you take, and it's when you get to the point where you cannot take anymore, then they start to fight back. Do you understand? Mm. So, for instance, like a friend of mine I had, the guy was choking her in the bathroom. So I had to grab him and choke him too. Like, what the hell are you doing? You're not going to come into our house and then have the girl in the bathroom choking her. Like, what is this? Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm. What?
So, yeah, so...
Wow.
I will definitely step in for my friends when it needs to be because, you know, you don't want to sit and live with regret that you didn't do anything as a friend mm-hmm. as best as you can. Yes, you might take licks and whatever, but then it's going to be done. But all I'm saying is it's sometimes difficult to walk away from an abusive relationship.
Why?
And so people need to get help because the heart is involved and you don't think logically. And so they risk their safety because of love, which is stupid.
So what them talk about, boy, just walk away, boy. Just walk away. Why are you moving from
it, that? Yeah, you have to allow people to do that on their own. You help them as best as you can to do that. But it's not something that's easy for them to do. Enjoy your afternoon.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well said.
Thank you, Cora. Thank you for your contribution. 4523046. What are your thoughts about people who are in abusive relationships? And I'm just staying there and thinking, I don't know, Cora, I love you, but part of your contribution really hit me hard. You know, I mean...
Yeah. But I think it's a lot more than just the heart involved. A lot of people who are in these relationships are actually scared to leave. Because you never know, like, the man, boy, that man go kill me if I move.
For me.
Yeah, you know? And my family might get involved, you know? You know, that type of kind of vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does be more than just getting up and leave.
Just making a point that perhaps you're someone who is petite and your spouse is much bigger than you. I mean, muscular, whatever size. And perhaps if you try to defend yourself, fight back,
right?
You know, that person continue to beat you more. Yeah, you get worse. Good afternoon. Let Nana see how you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, caller. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
I don't understand how the guy can say he liked the girl, he wanted the girl, yet he can stay and see the fella beating the girl and then don't do nothing about it.
His friend tell him, don't go. Don't go, you go make
the friend must be an abuser. because I mean, if two of you all there, two against one.
That's a good point, caller.
Yeah, two against one. Because it's not you alone there. You date your friend, you know your friend like the girl. You see a guy beating the girl, you're not telling your friend that the two of you can put on him. The two of you hold him and put some good licks on him. You're telling the guy, what if the guy had killed the girl?
Yeah.
You know the guy loved the, he interested in the girl. And the way that some of those fellas abuse women. I mean, you know that one really. Because if you say you like somebody, you would do anything to help them. Because just the way he said he saw she was trembling, the way she was, something right away that was a red flag that she needed support, she needed help. And your friend is telling you don't leave the girl alone.
So, Kola,
that's not a true friend.
So wait. So, Kola, at that point, what are we doing? You should take her, bring her away.
Yes, he should.
That's what he should have done?
He should have taken, because he already see what is happening. That's, he's a man. He knows what's going on. He knows how men think sometimes when they behave and attitude. He should know what was. So he should have intervened right there and then. Because this is a woman. You cannot allow a man to be beating her like that.
So remain there. Remain there. Or even try to take her away.
Again, it's not only him. He had a friend there for support.
Two of them, Makes sense. You're right, Kola. You are absolutely correct. The two of them fellas should have remained there and ensured that the girl was okay.
Because if the two of them had stayed by, I'm sure he would not be able to do what he wanted with the girl there.
Right.
He would not have been able to do what he wanted, especially if you see those two fellas that not, you know, that would stand up to him. He wouldn't dare do it.
So,
but you see the fella just walk away and he can do what he wants. So he doesn't want him. Don't go and help the girl.
Kola, listen to me. What if at the time our thoughts are like bones? See, boy, wow, boy, what we go do, boy? I don't know what mate have, what mate can do, who mate is. You know?
What mate?
If
but
he,
I'm sure they themselves have friends too that know what they have, what they can do. So, I'm sure they too have their friends that know things. So, I mean, it's because sometimes we are afraid to stand up.
That's it, fear.
People do what they do.
Right.
People are afraid of what can happen to them if they intervene, if they get involved, Kola. I mean, especially with regards to what's happening.
And that is what these people like. When people are afraid to intervene, it makes them feel strong and bold and that they can do anything until somebody stand up to them.
Yes. So we should intervene.
We should.
Thank you very much, Kola. I appreciate
it. Especially if you have a support, if, you know, it's not we alone to stand up against that person, I think we should intervene. Because it wasn't he alone to stay, well, maybe the fellow could have beaten him up. But he had another person there with him.
All right, Kola, thank you very much for your contribution.
Okay.
You've been awesome. Another thing I was saying, for those of you who are perhaps afraid to go and get involved, scream, oi! Kasa, look, I'm beating a girl in a car. We can do that. We can do that, Kasa. Good afternoon. Letla on RCI, you're on the air. Letla on RCI, you are on the air. Hello?
I'm on RCI.
Hey!
The new phrase is yo.
You are here there?
Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay. Are you hearing me very clearly?
Yeah, go ahead. We can hear you loud and clear.
I would have intervened, especially my friend. Honestly, I would have intervened, but you have to know how to do it, because already he's abusing the girl, he's choking her, whatever, the pussy he gave her in the first place. What if she had landed on her face, hit her head on a rock?
Wow, yeah.
Hello, one second.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm seeing you. What if she had landed on her face, hit her head on a rock?
Yeah.
Number two, the choking that he was doing to her in the vehicle, this could have caused brain damage. So this is my friend that's there. Even if I may not have probably go up to him, you know, I would have raised the alarm. Because remember, they were at some gathering up north, right? Is that what the letter said?
Yeah, they were by the beach somewhere.
Okay, so they would have one of those people. You raise the alarm, you shout out. The same way you could have said, yo, to a call, shout out. I'm looking at the guy killing a lady in a vehicle there. No instant solutions. They would jump on top of the vehicle, trust me, to get him out. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel if that is his friend and he's already loving or liking her, he should have intervened. Now, I would advise him, I'm sure this guy is listening, do not call her. Wait until she decides to call him, or probably, if anything, maybe send her a little message or whatever. And if anytime he gets into communication with her, he should encourage her to get out of this abusive relationship.
Yes.
What's your take on that?
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes, he should
no
be.
No one should remain in any abusive. Can anybody try to?
Yes, precisely, because that's why the abusers want you to do. Yeah, the abusers, they brainwash those people. You know, it goes both ways, because you have women abusing men as well. It goes both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think he should encourage her, if he ever gets into contact with her, to get out of it. And he should not even get involved with her. Forget about the liking he has for her. Let her move on. And let him move on to his life and stuff like that. It's another thing I need to say, but I'm just saying he should have intervened or raised the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, when there's public gathering, there are policemen around, plain clothes, policemen around, plain clothes, policemen in uniform.
So raise the alarm, say something.
Yes, raise the alarm.
Yes. You're right. You may not want to get involved physically, but you could make noise, say something.
Exactly. Because in this day and age, everybody, most persons, I should say, work with a pun. You don't know what could have happened to him. Or maybe a couple of days after, this very same guy come and look for him, attack him, you know. And the other thing I'm saying, are you telling me, I get the impression as though this girl, the guy doesn't want to go to speak to anybody, you know.
No, you don't want to talk to nobody. If somebody pass and say hello to your lady,
mm-hmm.
and you're behaving like that, you're only going to talk to nobody.
Precisely. But I'm certain while he was there, persons were calling him, his friends were calling him, male, female, everybody called him, talking to him and stuff like that. A lot of women need to learn to get out of these kinds of relationships. They need to... That's not love.
All right, caller. How?
Yes.
How?
Bye-bye.
No. Wait. Caller, no.
I'm asking you,
how do they get out?
They need to seek help. They need to seek it, but they cannot do it on their own, you know.
Yeah,
persons
that
know them need to encourage them to go and get the help. Because we have groups around that we have groups that check out persons who are being abused and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So persons who have friends who are being abused, physically, sexually, whatever, they need to get those persons the help that they need, that can be provided, that is being provided.
Yeah.
I have found myself in situations helping friends who have been abused, you know.
Right.
I've actually found myself at my friend's homes and telling whether it's the man or the woman, that's not the way you behave, you know. And, you know, or if I observe something is happening and I can, I monitor first.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can step in, I do.
I raise the alarm. You get involved.
Yes, I get involved. I don't want to live my life, the rest of my life, knowing that my friend is dead or physically handicapped or something because I didn't step in. Our problem. Can I step in turn? Oh, yes, I would step in. And if I can find a little punch there, one way, you need to.
If you could fire a punch, you firing something?
Pardon?
If you could fire something like a punch, you doing it?
If I have the opportunity to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Paolo. Oh, yes, if I can do it, because no man put any hand on me. I learned that sometimes. I grew up with four brothers. They taught me how to defend myself.
Right.
So no man put any hand on me.
And no matter how small you are, you should try to defend yourself, right? Don't let anybody kill you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know? And these abusers, he's an abuser. He has to be an abuser for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I'm saying, apart from the friend who saw what was happening, you mean no other person saw? But he did not indicate any other person saw anyway, unless the light was in the vehicle was on or something.
He brought her in the vehicle. That's what
I'm saying, if he was able to observe with his friend that's what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
You mean nobody else around didn't see what was happening?
If you're in business, you're already paying attention to that. I mean, if you're already looking
for it. That's true, because probably enjoying themselves, drinking a little beer thing, you know, having a little dance and so on. So that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he should have gone to offer some assistance.
Yes, he should have. But I see what his friend was trying to do, you know, trying to avoid confrontation, or you never know if the guy had a weapon on him. You just never know.
Yes, and that is why people are saying.
I would have raised the alarm.
Thank you very much, caller.
And all the other callers before me, they have actually been awesome as well.
Thank you. Thank you for that,
you're
caller.
Welcome.
Thank you. And that is why some of the callers are saying, I don't want to get involved because I want to preserve my life. I don't want anybody to come and kill me because I try to help anybody and that sort of thing. But there are ways in which you can do it. Look, the caller, say something. Raise the alarm. Say something. Point. Run and knock somebody and say, because look, I'm choking a girl in a car there. You know, if you're scared. But say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fellas, got some what? Man,
I mean, a little better.
I've said this time and time and time. I've said this over and over and over and over and over again. Gasa, let's let the girl go, Gasa. You know, if that is what she wants to do, why prevent her? Or she will love you more? She will. Just imagine Gasa has a big man, you want to go and do something, yeah? And somebody preventing you, somebody telling you, Awa, you cannot go. Big money. You, Mr. Big Man. You. You want to go and do something and somebody telling you, Awa, but you can't go and do that. Nah, stay there. How would you feel about that? You want to go with your friends and have a good time. And telling you, no. You can't go and do that and so on, so on, so. How would you feel? How would you feel if somebody hold you down and cuff you in your face and punching you and slapping you up? How would you feel, Lassa?
Man. Yeah.
Huh? Come on, monsieur. What, fellas? How are Lassa? Ah, hear me out, eh? The lady tell you, boy, she want to go there? Let her go, Lassa. All right, you going to be safe with who you going? You go that? Hey, with who you going? Will you be all right? Okay, I'm going with I1, C4, and so, all right? I will be in good company. All right, call me. Call me a certain time. Let me know you are. You can do that. Let's see. Who is that man? Where you going? No, boy, you're not going there. You, okay. So she went now. She's out. She's amongst her friends now. The girl talking to somebody. You go in and you vex. Huh? You upset. See, so fellas, we ain't own nobody for true, you know, like the man said in the letter. Come on, Gasa. Big man. Hey. Oh, so you choking the girl and the girl helpless. What? What if she had passed out and died? My youth. There's a caller who said, and not really that caller. Your contribution touched me. She said she's small and she can't fight back. And maybe if she tried, the blows would have been dealt harder.
Nah, man.
Come on, big man. Big man. Let's see. Let the woman be her. Let me tell you that, bro. Fellas, listen to me. There's nothing like your lady telling you, "Oi, I go in there," and you say, "All right, have fun." She go out and she enjoy herself. That is what you know where you stand, eh? That's what you know where you stand, bruh. She go out, she enjoy herself, clean fun. She come back home. But what if you have her hiding it? You have her in the house. She wants to go, but you holding her there, buddy. She want to go out, you know. And meet whosoever. It doesn't matter. But you holding her inside. All that, eh? Them feelings she have for the other person inside. One, you must get it. There no way. I know you getting it, bro. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
You go get it. Because she wants to do what she
wants to.
Yeah, man. Mama. But no, you want to choke her and cuff her in the car because you figure, who is that man? Who is that man? Was a man say, yo.
You Irie.
You Irie. Now, them fellas, you, Paddy, that write the letter. Earlier on in the letter, I was saying, bro, you could have avoided that too, you know. I said, you see the person pass straight up on this?
Yeah. No, I guess he probably didn't know what kind of person
it doesn't I was matter. You see the girl there for fella, the girl in a man legs, Gasa. Gasa, do a B-line. Do a B-line. As a matter of fact, don't even pass them.
So what if that was a cousin? What if that was a cousin and he doesn't know she has a male cousin?
Because he didn't want to cheat the cousin legs?
No, I mean.
You're not doing it, guys.
Wait. Listen to me. Hear me out. See, what if a cousin passed by the bitch and said hi? If you Irie. They have cousins you're not really close to, but you know them. You know, like you know them, you know that's your cousin, but you not really have a family acquaintance where you will, you know, sit and have a conversation, but you pass them on the road and say hi. You know?
Yeah, that's not what you
Yeah,
say.
That still doesn't give him the right, man.
To be able to... You can't be ignorant, so, bro. You cannot be ignorant. No. That girl, not yours.
No.
Let me tell you. You're listening to me, big man? If you're in a situation and you're insecure, you're choking girls and you're cuffing them, you're a woman you say you love,
That girl not yours, boy.
And probably that's the reason why she probably asking the other guy to be friends. She's probably looking out for looking for help. But you know, people doesn't really open up to people one time. So you know, she probably telling him, okay, but I have a fella, but we can be friends. Yeah. And maybe gradually she probably would be telling him what's really going on in the relationship. Oh, she's been abused by that man. She really feeling comfortable. Yes, and that's how it starts.
And the girl can't even defend herself. Ladies, let me tell you, you see, if you ever find yourself in that situation, defend yourself, girl. Don't do no until you guys. Defend yourself, find a way. Don't let them kill you, babes. Come on, Gasa. Oh, come on, don't let them kill you. Jump, scream, scratch, push, kick. Defend yourself, babes. It doesn't matter. You see, it could be the man you're living in the house with every day, Defend yourself. You might have you by your throat. Say you some.
That's
you see, really you see y'all. And y'all kind of way of life. As a matter of fact, you better come out in that.
Yeah. You'll soon end up dead, bro.
Come out in that, Gasa. There are signs that we do not pay attention to people. See, Paula, we take one final call. One final one.
Good afternoon. Let Lana see you on the
Blessings.
Awesome. Thank you.
When they try to defend themselves, they get killed, so they have to run, and run fast. As the first sign of the abuse, leave the person and run. Well, they used to have a program, Run for Your Life.
Yes. Kuala, I agree. But if you are in a situation, you need to try to defend yourself, Kuala. You need to. Instead of staying there and take kick and box like that, punching.
Either way, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes when you don't fight back and you give yourself time.
Pardon?
And then you run.
Wait. Say that again.
When you don't fight back.
So you're taking the licks.
You. It's a strategic thing. You just watching a way for you to run away.
But you're taking the licks.
But you are accustomed of taking the licks. That girl,
Kola, the man of you are
was accustomed of taking licks. And you see, the guys, they did the right thing, because if they had gone and intervened, chances are somebody might have gotten killed there, because they don't know if the guy was armed.
Wow.
So what they had to do is go and get help for the girl. But if he's her friend, he should encourage her to leave that relationship, because that looks like a regular occurrence. You choking her and all that. Come on, you don't even want her to say hello to her friend or something. That's your child. She should run.
Hey, not run even train fast. You treat like that, caller. You don't treat your train like that.
Right. You know. This is abuse to the highest. In this day and age. So much sensitization, there are laws against that, all kind of thing.
Yes,
and fellas still feel they can do that.
Imagine. I tell already the police, that's tell me when they reach, don't just warn him,
Yeah, that's true. But you see, it's the same thing. Somebody was talking about that but earlier. It's the fair.
That against the law.
Yeah.
You can't do that, huh?
Right. These people, these ladies are afraid of the guy.
Yes, Gasa.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I think that's it. I won't be taking any more calls. Let me try and read some of the comments there quickly. That's really sad, That's really, really, really sad that in this day and age, we have fellas behaving like that, Gasa. You give the girl a pussad in her back, Gasa. Huh? And you're getting on. Ladies, what you're doing with that?
What are you doing with that?
Man, come on, man. Babes, we're supposed to love you and take care of you and cherish you, guys. Rub your feet. You know what I mean? Wash your toes, guys. Kiss your feet. Give you a massage. Cook for you, guys. And the man choke it. Fellas, come on, Gasa. See, you, Mr. Big Man, the same way you get one, so you can get an ex-girl, man. Hey, see,
exactly.
You can get another girl. One girl alone, you can get one girl, and you do killer. That's nothing wrong in them girls, they are brothers, man. That's not too dare waiting for a man to pull that stunt on a female family member of mine. You
ready? Big up you. Big up you, go.
Hey. Fellas, leave the girls.
Yeah, man. You're like, what she doing, bro?
Leave the relationship. Trust me, you see when you were there? She didn't want she want to do, bro. She happy when you're not there. And when she with you, she pretending.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Mama. Mama. Rankin, I don't agree with that caller. I would not have gotten involved. I would have called the police. You know how many people lose their lives separating fights, Rankin? I tell her what to do already. If you scared, oi, oi, oi. I said, look a man and a girl fighting in a car there. If the man braver than you, he gonna go. You know, if he's not, you'll decide, you're calling the police.
Yeah, make a plan. We're not telling you just dive into the situation like you, Superman. We're not telling you to go and get yourself killed.
We're not
obviously
telling you to do that.
Yeah, but I mean,
raise the alarm. Yeah. Raise the alarm. Oi, 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 oi. You come and meet that girl there. Yo, yo. From a distance, from a distance. You know? Come on, this. Well, I hope that person is alive. You should send a message to see if she's okay. Yeah. The lady is in an abusive place, Rankin. Ask her if she needs support. Rankin, that is a very sad situation, Rankin, for any woman. Wow. Rankin, sometimes you go and get involved and you get killed. Especially with domestic situations, you have to get help from professionals. And from another aspect, Rankin, sometimes you involve yourself and sometimes these two people turn against you. Well, if they turn against you, you move on, I see.
Really? That's why we're not telling you to get involved in the people thing, you know. Just prevent the violence.
Sir. Someone has to do something. Most persons, they have phones, etc. Take a video, post it on the socials. Never stand there not doing anything. True.
Yep.
True. All like that? You like that? Take video, post it, send it. No, people are doing that, eh? They ain't saying nothing, but them people recording you, boy. That's why they're recording thing nice, eh? Me tell you. Yeah. You know how many of them they find already? Why? Kid. Boy, this is a very scary letter from the young lady's perspective, and sadly, it's more common than we want to admit. It's about control, Rankin, and abuse. Yeah. There is nowhere in the equation that love is present. Too many times as people, we interpret control, physical abuse, and insecurity as attributes of love and affection. If, as young women, we do not set boundaries, we will continue to accept and confirm that it is okay to beat us, follow us, shut us up, and ultimately ensure that we lose ourselves entirely. Then, we would have allowed an unhappy and unhealthy relationship to fester. When we know these relationships exist between our friends and families, we should report it to the authorities, but it should be addressed. We should. Because more often than not, the possibility of abusive behaviors lead to more egregious consequences like murder. Murder. Please protect yourself from harm by nipping the first sign of uncomfortability in the bud. Then run, run, run. A smoky eye through trying a new MAC eyeliner is way nicer than a smoky black eye from a fist.
Alright, I get it.
Yeah. Rankin, that man is an idiot boy, Rankin. My brother, save yourself a funeral, a hospital, or a jail, because what you're looking for you there, will be too hot for either you, the woman, or the next fella. But mid-self, Rankin, mid-self is a
Pass the woman straight, Gaza. You coming in like you swear, Gaza.
Oh, yes. Nah. No, boy. Your friend, that is.
Nobody said the boyfriend is a Mark woman. You get it?
Your friend, that is. So you don't say hi to your friend? Nonsense.
Ranking out with a choking back. And a choking back. A lot of men have speed to hit women. And if a man confront them to fight, they're getting scared. No man supposed to beat no woman. Is that working? Leave it alone. Look the questions there. Has he ever trapped you in a room and not let you out? Hey, hey, listen to that. Has he ever trapped you in a room and not let you out? Has he ever raised a fist as if he were going to hit you? Think about it. Has he ever thrown an object that hit you or nearly did? Has he ever held you down or grabbed you to restrain you? Has he ever shoved, poked, or grabbed you? Has he ever threatened to hurt you? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then we can stop wondering whether he'll ever be violent. He already has been. If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then we can stop wondering whether he'll ever be violent. He already has been. This has been Letla for today. I want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you, the silent regulars. We appreciate you. Those of you who listen and you do not call, we're hoping that you could call us next time. When I hear from you guys, everybody have their opinion and love, Missy. I'm sure you do. You're listening there and you have your take, but you're not calling us and tell us what your thoughts are. Come on, you all need to stop that. You're wrong for that. Okay, people, we're looking forward to hearing from you. Let me make room until next week, Wednesday. This has been another letter. But I just want to let you know, this Sunday, it's a Sound Clash. Entry is free. Clean Sport Plus Car Wash presents Sound Clash this Sunday, January 29th at BZ Castries from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. It will be lit. All vehicles should be there by 5 p.m. Entry fee for competition is only $50. Clarity Battle is at 6 p.m. and the winner takes all $1,500. Tune for Tune starts at 7 p.m. and the winner walks away with everything, $2,000, plus hampers and other prizes to be won. The Sound Clash is sponsored by Speaker Technology, Flavor, Caribbean Methods, CPJ, Sweetums, and Island Pharmacy. C4, thank you very much. Top Shatter, yeah, Maureen, thank you very much.